Hello and welcome, everyone. It's time once again to talk some sports with you and us and I on this April 22nd, 2024. This is the Walnut Sports Network weekly podcast. My name is Jason. Over here we've got Wally. That's Paul.
How's it going, everyone?
And then we've got Ben over here.
How's it going, everybody?
And we're doing the sports talk for and with you. So basically, what, guys? It's just basketball today, right? I mean, do we care about anything else?
I mean, there's not much else going on unless you count some of the baseball going on here just starting off. But yeah, I mean, the overall, the big thing right now is NBA playoffs and NHL playoffs too have just started as well. But yes, focusing on the NBA playoffs. Wouldn't you agree, Paulie?
Yeah, I mean, the Brewers got a nice sweep of the hated Cardinals over the weekend. They continue their hot start, but other than that, yeah, I think we can hold off on that until a few more weeks until we get a little bit into the season. But yeah, let's do our NBA preview here, preview here, because it is in full swing here.
Yeah, right. Let's not waste any more time. Let's talk some NBA playoffs 2024. Oh my God, where are the Warriors? Is this it?
They're home.
Is this it for the Warriors?
I mean, you go, Paul.
It might be.
Real quick, I mean, Klay Thompson, 0 points.
Yeah.
Zero.
Not great. What? Not great.
You're keeping that team together? Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I mean, I know Curry wants to keep those, him, Draymond, and Kerr and Thompson together until he retires, but I just don't see how Jacob Lika can justify that, especially with the new tax coming in this season, unless Klay is willing to take. So the rumor is that he had turned down a 2-year, what was it, $47 million contract before the start of this season.
Oops.
Yeah, might have been.
He's not getting anything close to that ever again.
No, he's not.
Wow, I didn't hear that. That's nuts.
Yeah, and I mean, Klay is still a guy that. So the comparison I heard earlier in the day was like a 2012 Ray Allen, where he's going to stand in a corner. He can still hit his threes or on the top of the key, because I know he can hit them from there too, but he can't really do anything else for you at this point. So.
Well, he really can't do that anymore, though, either. I watched the last couple of games here, and he doesn't hit anything. I don't know. Something's up with him. I don't know if it's just the end of the road, and he thinks he can keep going, but I haven't seen anything the last year and a half, 2 years, that shows me that Klay Thompson should be playing. I mean, even starting on the team anymore, honestly. He should be coming off the bench. But if they keep him, it's going to be a discount for sure. And that's probably
100%. 100%. Yeah.
So, but
Jason, what do you think?
I can't disagree with anything anybody's said so far. As far as Klay Thompson goes, he's shown even in the last 3 years, he hasn't shown anything that would indicate he's capable of being, you know, being a splash brother like back in the day. And you look at what happened with Draymond. They chose Draymond over Jordan Poole, which I mean, sure, Jordan Poole seems like he's got some problems, but come on. They just seem like they don't have that. They were like falling backwards into good decisions while they were on this run. And it's just, it seems like it's kind of catching up with them. They can't seem to make the right moves just because they're like, let's keep the band together. And you can't do that in the NBA. Like, youth is everything. You have to stay young if you want to stay competitive.
And it's, but you also need to grow up. Like, Draymond needs to grow up. You
well, know what I mean? Like... that's a totally different conversation. Like, yeah. Draymond Green, as far as I'm concerned, is a horse's ass. And I mean, maybe he's like a cool guy or whatever, but like,
no,
and I don't know him or whatever, but the persona he puts out there and the way he acts, and I don't know if it's an act or if it's how he is, but as far as I know, he's a douche, and I don't know why you'd want him on your team, like, at all.
He's now just a distraction. He's not a, he doesn't help your team. He distracts it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that Steph's last reaction to him getting kicked out of that game in the first quarter said it all. Like, he, you know, he's your teammate, he's your brother, and like, you're just sick of it. Sick of it, you know, like, he's had enough. So, yeah, if they keep it together, I mean, it's, you want to be the 10 seed again? You could be the 10 seed again, I guess, but...
See, my thing is, I don't think they have a whole lot of options is the thing. I mean, they have to get under the salary cap or they're not going to be able to make any moves with how restrictive this repeater tax is. I just don't know how they go forward at this point.
You're right. I remember, too, like, remember how we were talking about how Chris Paul would be a good, like, second team run the floor type of thing when Steph was out, and I'm like, I didn't hear about Chris Paul all year, you know, about anything, because again, just kind of non-existent with everything. Like, everything was just, I don't know, just, it's the end. It's not the beginning of the end. It's the end in Golden State.
I mean, if it is the end, they had one of the most remarkable runs we've ever seen in NBA history.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't take that away from them, but.
But can they quit when they want, quit before they're too far behind? You know what I mean? Like, that's the thing. How long is this going to drag out for? It's going to be interesting.
Yeah. So before we get into the playoff matchups, I wanted to get both of your opinions on just this weird Bucks season. I don't know how else to describe it. I mean, Ben, start with you. What happened? I mean,
it's a down season. In my mind, it was not as successful as other times because we cannot figure out that defense. Like, we're losing it. We lost the biggest defensive player because we traded him away for Dame. I get that, but other people had to step up, and it was like, this year I've never seen so many so many teams get so many paint points with Giannis, Bobby, and Lopez out there, you know, because like, they have to guard these, all the wings, because three pointers are coming from everywhere because they figured us out, and then we can never recover. It's just changing of the coaching, you know, every 4 to 6 months, three times or whatever it was. And it's just all that is not built up to what it should have been. And it's now Giannis hurt, kind of question mark too. It doesn't help our postseason. So to me, it wasn't successful. To me, it's been more stressful than anything else because it's just been too much change instead of just sticking with the plan and see what happens. So for me, it's not been an ideal season, even though third in the East, great, but really, what does that mean? We'll have to see what happens the next couple games here. So what do you think, Jason?
Well, I mean, Paulie cut out a bit there. So I just based on your response, I think he was asking about the
Bucks season.
The
overall.
Bucks season and why it seems so strange. You know, I think it's a good question. Maybe, You know, I was thinking this the other day, and I don't know if this is fair or even true, but it was just something that I kind of thought about. What if Dame Lillard is just one of those guys who doesn't know how to win? Like a Chris Paul, like a... I can't think of another example off the top
of my head. That's a really good one, though. A Blake Griffin.
Blake Griffin is another good example.
There's a lot of them. But yes,
Paul George.
James Harden.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those guys right now.
Yeah, these guys, like, that just can't seem to... They can, you know, they win 62 regular season games and then can't get past the second round in the playoffs. Like, maybe Dame is one of those guys. Like, I never thought Giannis was one of those dudes. I mean, Chris Middleton, I don't know if Chris Middleton was ever as good as people thought he was. I remember back right before they gave him that first big contract, I was discussing with our good friend Andy. Then he was saying they got to re-sign Middleton. And I was like, dude, he's great and all, but he has the single most replaceable skill set on that starting five, like, at least at the time. Like, you need a tall guy who's long, or you like a tall guard who's long and can shoot. Well, there's, dude, you can get those.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Chris Middleton's fine and all, but you could probably replace that guy and save yourself $60 million on the cap. Get yourself something. I don't know.
I totally agree with that. I felt the same way. I think Andy and I had the same conversation probably back in the day, because the same thing too. I'm like, yeah, he's good, but he's just good. Like, you know, there's he doesn't have that spark. He doesn't have that, like, that superstar ability, you know, like a Giannis or even a Dame, or even I would put Drew has a little bit more of a superstar appeal than Chris Middleton does. But when they resigned him, I'm like, it's still a good piece. You need a shooter. You got a shooter. I understand. Yep. Like, and that's what, you know, the team wanted and Giannis wanted. So, but I totally agree. Like, go out there and find that other missing piece. Like when they would say big three, I was like, is that a big three? Which is
the third one. Yeah.
Is that a big three? Like, and they'd always like kind of, sometimes throw Lopez in there, you know, or something like that, or Portis when he was like really hot, you know. So I was like, it's not really a big three. And then now the big four they've been saying all year, and I'm like, again, not really a big four, especially when all four of them can't get on the court together.
I was actually just gonna ask if either of you guys know offhand how many games did Giannis play this year.
Oh, how many? Like, I think it was like 65,
just the minimum for the MVP.
I want to say around that, yeah, maybe more. I'm not 100% sure.
Let's see. According to Basketball Reference, which is always solid, he actually played 73 games this year.
Oh, 73. Okay.
Yeah. That's the most games he's played since 2017-2018.
And I feel like this is the hardest all these years too, though. This year was just,
and the most minutes he's played since that year too.
Yeah, he's hence probably having this injury at the end, just going really, really hard because he really, really wants it, and he's got to do it for his new teammate who is there for this whole reason. Mm-hmm. So,
well, and I think if they'll have next year too, at least with those two pieces, and they'll get a chance to kind of reevaluate the squad. But anyway, like this year, like, I think they're also fortunate. Well, they would have been really unfortunate to match up with Indiana had they not made that weird Pascal Siakam trade and kind of ruined the entire chemistry of that team.
Yes, I don't know why people picked the Pacers, and they're like, they traded away three people who were like Buddy Hield, like, you know, people who actually were going to score points, not Pascal Siakam, which again had a great first playoff game, but again, like, he's not the answer. Like, they're saying how they're saying, like, yeah, he's won a championship, he's got championship experience. Like, he got championship experience because of one man who came there, you know, on a whim for 1 year and left. You know,
right.
Like, if he never came, we're not talking about Pascal Siakam as a championship caliber player, because he would never won one there, you know. Like, so, yeah, I thought, I mean, it wasn't, it was an even, not even trade, but they lost more things, Indiana, since the Bucks played them with Siakam than, you know, before. So, yeah, their pace is not going to be as fast. So, yeah, I just, I don't know. That's, it was a really weird pick for all these people who are basketball analysis and not saying the big things, that the changes that's happened since the last time they played and now. But, Paul, really? What do you think?
About Siakam or the boxer?
Anything you want to like fill in or whatever?
I just keep going back to the fact that the Bucks had the second best record in the NBA when they fired Adrian Griffith, and bringing in Doc, I understood at the time because our defense sucked, but if the rumor is true that they brought him in because the players thought Adrian Griffith was a too hard of a coach, that's, you have the second best record in the NBA at the time. Why are you changing coaches in the middle of the season? That's just what I don't understand, what happened there.
Sorry, just to kind of add to what you just said there, like, and I think it goes to prove your point. Like, I think if they do a move like that, which is so questionable, they must have had a really good reason for it, I would think, right?
Yeah, somebody, a high up player might have said something. I don't know. I have no idea how that trickled down, but it had a bit. You hope it wasn't just a complete snap situation where like, we're getting Doc, that's it. You know, I called him, he said, sure, I'll do it. See you later, Adrian. Like, I hope it wasn't that, but you think there was a good reason for it besides everything we're talking about, the wrong reasons to fire somebody.
But I've never heard what that reason is, so I...
Yeah, you're never going to probably hear that until maybe someone's autobiography, you know, 30 years down the road, and they write about it. Like, you know, like, it's just... they're probably not going to release that until maybe... Who knows? Maybe you should know that, but I think they're keeping it close to the chest for now.
Yeah.
Because if it's a bad reason, they don't want anybody... They want to keep that as long as they can to themselves. Like, we flipped the coin, and, you know.
All right, so the Bucks, they to their credit, they did win yesterday without Giannis. Dame did have his Dame time with 35 in the first half. Middleton took over a little bit in the second half, and they hold off Indiana to win game one. Where does this series land? Before the game yesterday, I didn't have a lot of faith in the Bucks, and I still don't have full faith in them. But because they took game one, and they do have the upper hand now, I think it might go seven. But I think the Bucks can move on from the series. What do you guys think?
I mean, we saw Dame play half a game really awesome, and then the Pacers figured him out, and then he could never score again. So that's great and not great at the same time, because if we don't have Giannis again and they figured out Dame, I mean, everyone's going to have a pretty much perfect game. I mean, Pacers are going to have to do a little bit better too, but I mean, they were figuring us out, I think, at the end there. So I want to say the Bucks are going to win this series overall, but it just depends. Like, it depends on the second game, what team comes out, and again, who's actually playing in it. So, what about you, Jason?
God, like, I want to say Bucks and six because it's the thing, but
it's easy.
That's what they do. For some reason, I feel like this is going to be a Pacers and seven series. Like you say, like, they kind of started figuring Milwaukee out a little bit towards the end. I mean, that,
yeah, that third quarter was a 29-14 outscored us by 15 points, cut that lead right back down to 12, you know, I mean, just like that. So I was like, damn.
And that's the thing is if they can start, the Pacers have been shooting so poorly lately that if they do start figuring that out, If the Pacers start shooting anywhere near like they were earlier in the year, the Bucks don't have a chance in this series. They just don't. Not the way that they were they're playing that team earlier on. But then again, you know, like Paulie said, their defense was absolutely terrible back then. Say what you will about Doc Rivers, the man increased the Bucks' defensive efficiency. Like, the Bucks are a much better defensive team now that they have Doc Rivers is coaching. So it just feels like too little too late to me, but we'll see. I mean, I don't want to say the Bucks don't have a chance. They do. They absolutely do. I mean, look at what they did two nights ago without Giannis. So they can, and the Pacers need to shoot better if they want to. Even if the Pacers don't start shooting better, it's going to be Bucks sweep for real.
Yeah, oh yeah,
shooting that like could monumentally bad.
That could easily happen as well, because I don't care who you are, you have to make the shots, no matter if they're a foot away or 30 feet. You gotta make them. You have to. So if they can't shoot it out of this one, it's going to be tough for them to come back. The Pacers.
I agree. So moving on in the East, the Boston Celtics are playing the Miami Heat, who are without Jimmy Butler. Did the Heat take a game in that one?
No.
No.
Not with Butler.
Probably not. They need Jimmy. If it's Jimmy, I mean, Jimmy wins them two games at least.
It's like a Seinfeld episode right now. Sorry, Jimmy, you know that one? Do you know that episode at all? Anybody? No.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, damn it! There's an episode where he calls himself Jimmy the whole time, a character, and then somebody doesn't realize that they're talking about himself, and they thought someone else the whole time. You know, so just you saying like Jimmy, it just brought me to that. Sorry, it's just a funny thing, but yes, they need Jimmy, playoff Jimmy, not just any Jimmy.
They need Himmy.
Himmy.
Himmy, that's the nickname. That's right. All right. I would say the most intriguing series was this Knicks Sixers 76ers series that the Knicks came back and won, correct?
Yeah, so it's 2-0, right?
Yeah. Ben, you were kind of watching it. I was having troubles with my computer and still on, but how was that ending? You said it was pretty insane.
Yeah, when I turned it on, I think there's a minute left and the Sixers were up by 3. And then at the end, they lost by 3. So I was talking to you guys and getting ready for this. So I didn't see exactly those last couple seconds, but they flipped it. I thought for sure that, right, Sixers are going to take a game here, make it really interesting. And nope. Ties a turn. So 2-0 lead looks like now for the Knicks, which is pretty crazy.
It's not that crazy. I mean, 2 seed wins their first 2 home games.
Oh, I know, but the coming of Joel Embiid, like he's coming back, and here we go. Oh. Like, you don't want to face the Sixers. I'm like, well, it looks like you might want to because they're down 2-0 now. So
didn't I thought Embiid got hurt again.
Embiid is hurt again, yeah.
Oh, yeah, hurt in this last game?
Yeah, he was definitely hobbling at the end of the from what I was seeing tonight, so.
Yeah, okay. Well, again, if that he's not there, they're pretty much done for, I want to say. Unless the Knicks want to be the Knicks. The Knicks could be the Knicks and just, you know, shit the bed.
They like to do that. It's entirely possible.
Yeah. I mean, if they want to keep the New York fans, you know, happy and miserable, it's usually miserable. So, you know.
And I think if you're a Bucks fan, you're all right with either with that 2-7 matchup too, because like you say, the Knicks are still the Knicks, and the Sixers are, you know, who knows what you're getting.
So if the Bucks can get
past the Pacers, they got a really good shot at getting to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah.
I mean, and have the, you know, the privilege of losing to the Celtics. So, you know, somebody's got to do it. Might as well be the Bucks.
Again, it's been a long job for those Celtics, too. So I think the biggest team that has to prove it this year is them. So, like, they better win it all.
I think if Boston doesn't make the finals this year, it's a monumental failure on their part with all the injuries in the East right now.
I think if they at least make the conference finals and like lose like respectfully, I think that's okay, because they've still got this team. Like, they're going to come back. They're going to run it back again next year.
That's true. All their head guys are locked in, aren't they? Yeah.
Yep. So for at least through next year, I believe. I mean, hit me up on the Twitter if I'm wrong, but like,
no, everyone's locked.
Yeah. So
everyone just got extensions. So.
I think as long as if they, I mean, I don't see them, if they lose to the Heat, obviously that's a collapse. If they lose to the Cavs or the Magic, yeah, that's probably not good regardless of the situation. But if they can get to the conference finals and lose to like a streaking Bucks team or like a Knicks team that's just like young and hot or something like that, I think they're okay to come back and run it back again next year.
All right. Anything else on the East, or should we tackle the West here?
I got one quick one. What do you guys give the chances of the Cavs or the Magic in this? In this conference finals?
Or someone of those teams got to make it to the next round?
Like making it a run. Like, what do you, like, because with the Celtics being right there, like, everybody's just like seems to be ignoring this Cavs Magic series, and it looks like the Cavs are going to win like they should, but do they have a chance against Boston?
I really don't think so, honestly. I know they've had some big injuries this year too. I mean, which I think they're more healthy now than they have been, but I don't think so. At least for me.
I don't really give either team much of a chance. I like the nucleus of this Orlando team, but I think they're a couple years away. I think they need they need a veteran in there to coalesce this team. But I love their young talent, and I guess one other thing that I'll mention. Because you mentioned the Cavs, if they don't get it done this year, it sounds like Donovan Mitchell is going to be somewhere else next year. From everything I've been hearing,
I would assume so. I don't see why he would want to stay.
It didn't work.
Yeah,
you got to move on.
Mm-hmm.
Again, everyone's getting old, so you got to find that next team. Yep.
All right, let's go on to the West. Yeah.
Yes, let's do it. Let me frame it like this. To Jason and then Ben, are you taking the Nuggets or the field at this point?
That's so tough, because I think the Mavs have a good shot at this. I think the T-Wolves have a good shot at this, but I'm taking the Nuggets.
The Mavs?
Yeah, I think I like the Mavs.
Wow.
Even if they lose
terribly yesterday.
Yeah, they will. They do sometimes. They do that. that's the thing about that team. But sometimes they can go off for like 140 and look amazing.
Yeah, I think shit, like sometimes they can go off for 150 on that team. I don't think Uncle Drew was that on there. There'd be no way you'd be talking about the Mavs.
But... You might be right. Sometimes they can go for 150 and lose. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah, it happens.
I think they've done it this season.
This year's been way better than last. It's all that matters, you know. Like, it's been a step in the right direction for them instead of Kyrie and you know, Luka not really knowing what the hell to do when they got together last time. So
I think you're right. Like, it's not that I think they're gonna do well. I just like, I just like watching them, so I want them to keep playing.
Yeah, you want them to keep playing. That makes more sense. Yeah,
but like the T-Wolves, I think look really good. Their defense is. I like teams with defense. And I think defense can do well in the playoffs. But the Nuggets are just too good. So I'm taking the Nuggets.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you. I'm going to take the Nuggets as well. If Cat was playing with the Timberwolves, we might have a little bit different situation going on here. Again, I've been talking about the Ant-Man being the next superstar in the NBA all year. And I feel like he's still just... pouring it on. I mean, like, when he's against his favorite player, you know, the guy he's idolized is Kevin Durant, and he's talking shit in his face, and Durant's loving it, you know, and he's just responding.
That was pretty cool to watch. It was like,
So I think if the Timbers were at full strength, they might have a chance to beat those Nuggets, but I think it's the Nuggets still. They're just too tough.
What about you, Polly? I think with the experience that they have winning the title last year, I think I'm going to agree with you guys. I am intrigued with this Oklahoma City team because they are so young that they might, if they get on a roll, they might just be like, hey, we're here. I think if this Oklahoma City team can get on a roll, I don't know if there's anyone in the league, let alone the West, that can stop Jokic. But I would love to see an Oklahoma City Denver series. I think that would be a lot of fun.
It'd have to be a conference final matchup, so yeah. It would be great for everybody.
Ah, man.
Well, Chuck, yeah, but it looks like that's what's gonna happen. Do you guys see the Clips or the I assume you guys think the Clip show is gonna win that series. Do you think they're getting past Oklahoma City? Probably not.
No, I mean, I don't think anybody from that whole – I don't think either team is going to beat whoever they play next out of that series. So.
Right. So, it's, yeah, I mean, so we're looking at Nuggets Thunder right there.
It should be that. Yep, it should be that. Let's hope.
I mean, the West is so interesting because I think all 10 – of the playoff teams won 45 games, if I'm not correct, or if I'm not mistaken this year, which has never happened before. So, I mean, that conference is strong, but Minnesota's very young. The Thunder are very young. The Clippers have Kawhi, who is injured again.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lakers, they still have LeBron, but, I mean, he's 40 years old, or 39, turning on 40. I think it's going to be Denver or Boston. I know it's chalk, but I don't see anyone beating either of them. I really don't.
Yeah, no, me neither. I mean, like, the West is just really top-heavy, is what it is. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you have teams like the Timberwolves, but Cat's out, right? And you have teams like the Pelicans, who probably are better than an 8 seed should be anyway, but aren't. You have the Suns.
Zion was hurt though again.
But Zion's injured now.
Exactly. Well, that's just part of having Zion on your team now.
Yeah.
Is like he's just hurt.
When does he go down?
That's just your life. That's that's your life as a team that has Zion on it. Is he gets hurt.
If you're in college, if you're in the pros, he's gonna get hurt, blow out a shoe or whatever.
Oh yeah.
That's that.
That's what he does.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, that's just track record. Can't make that shit up. Look it up, folks.
So, yeah. I don't know how much is there, how much else is there is to say about the West. It's
no, it's not much. It's
we just know all these teams. They haven't changed a whole lot in the last few years.
Yeah. See if someone can shock the world. That's really all you can, you know, hope for if you don't have any horse in any of those races. But yeah.
Stop I think if there was one team that could potentially throw off a Denver Boston finals, it's I there's something about this OKC team that they don't know any better. That I don't know. I have this feel. I don't know. I don't think it's going to happen, but if it does, I'm not going to be shocked by it. I guess I'll say that. So
it's fair.
But otherwise, I think we're heading for a Denver Boston collision in the finals. What do you guys think? Start of the playoffs here.
Yeah. I mean, seems reasonable to me. I'd like to say the Bucks might get through, but it's just the Celtics are too complete, and the Nuggets and are just too experienced. Yeah,
you got healthy teams; the two top teams right there as well. That's just gonna beat everybody. You know, it's just another advantage. So, yeah, I mean, that's probably what it's gonna be.
All right. I think we can sign off until next week. We do have a relatively big event coming up this week, known as the NFL Draft. We did not do a preview of it because I think we all know the top of the draft is going to go quarterback, 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 wide receiver, quarterback in some order. So,
yeah, we'll just react to it next week for all of you. And you can
I think reactions are better for the draft than previews. It's because it's just such a crapshoot.
If you need a preview of the NFL draft, there's about 50,000 articles out there that you can read. Yeah. So,
and good luck, because your head's gonna explode after you read all that crap. So just wait 3 days and watch it. That's really what you should do. Because no one knows shit. Pretty much after the first pick, no one knows anything. So just watch it.
It's fun to watch. It's just I hate talking about it ahead of time because it's like you don't know anything about anything. You don't know enough about any of these kids to know what's going to happen. So let's stop.
All right, Jason, do you want to sign us off for the week?
Oh, I would love to. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in and listening and for all your love and support and your ears. We love your ears and your smiles. So thank you, everyone, for listening and for checking out the Twitter, X, at WSN Weekly. And thank you for listening again. I'll just keep saying it. Thank you for listening.
Jason, thanks you guys for listening.
Have a good night.
I don't know if you're muted, man. Sorry. I just want to make sure I get the message.
Have a good night, everyone.
Take care, everybody.